Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It's a great day on this November 19th already. It's rainy. Okay, it's rainy, but it's really lovely on the golf course when it's raining and it's not cold. It's not cold in Hawaii. It's just a little drizzly. It's going to dry up. It's a great day to get out and play. And a little birdie told me that the Alawai Clubhouse, you know, they've been doing the renovations and they're doing the practice facility and it's been ongoing. I was told that it's opening up for Thanksgiving. Wouldn't that be something? Perfect time. Thanksgiving right around the corner. It's amazing. It's next week. Are you ready? I'm not, but I'm ready to talk with Matt Janella, host and travel insider, Golf Channel's Morning Drive. And first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
At the Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua, the winner's only event. It's January 4th to the 8th at Kapalua. I will be there. It's where champions come to play. PGATour.com tournaments. You'll find out more there. Sony Open in Hawaii comes next. The first full field event on the PGA Tour of the new year at Wailea Country Club. January 9th through the 15th, Sony Open in Hawaii.com. I will be there. No, not online. I'll be at Wailea Country Club doing the show live. Now, live from San Francisco, it's Matt Janella. You never know where Matty G is going to be. Welcome to the show, Matt.
The way I see it, I'm that much closer to getting back to Hawaii.
Yes.
I'm just planning my flights right now for Christmas. So.
Since we've talked last, Matt, you've traveled around the world, although maybe not quite that much, twice, gotten married. How do you keep up your schedule and have time to win the trust of such a beautiful woman?
It's a good question. Smoke and mirrors.
It's amazing.
No, she spent a lot of time with me on the road. A lot of trips. Been one big honeymoon.
That's fantastic. I thought at that moment that I sounded just a little bit like European tour correspondent Billy, the young interviewer on the European tour.
Oh my God. What a cute little guy.
We've got a little snippet of this cute little guy. Just he's talking to Rory McIlroy. Okay, imagine this guy. What is he about, Matt? 7, 8?
He's nine.
Okay. Yeah. A precocious 9-year-old. They're both in director chairs, and his legs are, of course, nowhere near the ground, and he's sitting next to Rory McIlroy, and he starts, he didn't start off with this question, but here's one of them.
If you're so tough, how come you're so scared of a little tiny mosquito?
Good question. I think when I get older, if I want to grow up and I want to have kids, then it might have been a good decision. But like everything that happened in the Olympics went well, and I'm glad that it all did go well. But, a few people used that excuse and I sort of jumped on the bandwagon.
Wasn't that amazing that he just came out? I mean, that's Rory McIlroy, isn't it?
Well, you know, a couple things here. First of all, the European Tour, kudos to them. It's a brilliant concept. I think the little guy has done about 6 or 7 interviews right now, and he'll be doing a lot more, I'm sure. He's really a clever little kid. And then, obviously, he's well-prepped. He asked questions about, skipping Olympics, Carolyn Wozniacki, Tiger's pickup lines with women, Rory's old hairdos, you know, confrontive. I mean, and I will say that the only reason why the interview works is because of Rory's participation and openness and willingness to sort of play ball with the little guy. So you got to give Rory some credit too. Everybody involved in that project deserves credit.
Absolutely. At the end, this little guy, and it's brilliant on the European Tour's part. And yeah. You know, the mannequin challenge, all of the stuff that the European Tour does to promote that tour, we need to adopt some of this stuff.
But you wonder why they're so good at the Ryder Cup. You wonder why people gravitate to the Euros. You wonder why people are like, man, they're a lot more likable. When you see a situation like that, you think, no wonder, you know, no wonder why.
Right. So the little kid at the very end of the 6 minute, you can find it on YouTube or go to europeantour.com or
it's everywhere now,
right? Yeah. So at the end, this little guy gives him a box, like a pre-Christmas present, right? So Rory goes, what's this? And he opens it up, and there's all these weird socks, long, lengthy socks with stripes and different weird purple and pink and orange all together. And what is this for? And the kid goes, Casey, get cold feet again.
Because he's engaged. Yeah, it's in light of the marriage, the impending marriage for Rory. It's classic.
It is classic. It's absolutely classic.
Rory's laugh after that line delivered was so classic. It's like, he's like, wow, this little guy got me one more time before the end of this interview.
You know, every journalist in golf wishes they could ask those questions but can't get away with it. But because he's 9 and he's so precocious.
Well, we can get away with asking.
Yeah.
We just don't get answers to them. You know what I mean? So.
You're absolutely right. So the PGA Tour is in Sea Island, Georgia, the RSM Classic, and it's absolutely beautiful. You were doing on, this is Matt Gianella. He is Golf Channel's travel insider, and you can see him on Morning Drive. He was doing some beautiful vignettes about Sea Island. It's a really beautiful place, and they were talking about when it first started in the 30s, there was some money made because they were all broke, and then tell us about that.
The Jones family has owned Sea Island up until... when did it sell? In like 2011, maybe. But the Jones family had it, and Bill Jones's father, you know, the original Bill Jones, he basically couldn't pay his employees. You know, during the Great Depression, he was like, you know, he just couldn't pay, but he wanted to keep it going. So he wrote scripts. He basically wrote Monopoly money to all the employees and said, "Hey, look, as soon as I can, I'll make good on what I owe to the vendors, to the employees," and everybody stuck behind him. And sure enough, he eventually made the money and paid everybody back. It was just sort of one of those sort of moments in the history of Sea Island in which, you know, if that concept didn't work and people didn't believe in the leadership of Mr. Jones at that time, then Sea Island would have never gotten to be what it is today.
Yeah, amazing community coming together to make a dream come true. Now, Tad Fujikawa has made that his home. Did you see him when you were visiting Sea Island?
I've seen Tad at Sea Island a couple times, and he worked with Todd Anderson. He might still work with Todd Anderson. I haven't seen him in a little while, but I've played with Tad at Sea Island, and you can't get enough of all of what is Tad Fujikawa's story. I was there. I believe he played in the Open at Wingfoot. Was it Open at Wingfoot? Little guy is, talk about, you know, his heart has to be the size of what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's unbelievable. And I don't know, you may know more than me. Is he still trying to play professional golf?
When I looked it up, he tweeted that he made it through first stage of Q School this year.
Wow.
Right.
That's great news. Cause I, I just asked someone just the other day, I wonder what's happened to Tad Fujikawa. And that's why it's so strange. You had texted me yesterday. I said, I haven't heard anything. So if he's still playing, I mean, it's just remarkable.
It is. It is. Now, one of the things that Matt Ginella, Golf Channel's travel insider, he covers resorts. He covers avid amateurs for Golf Channel, but he covers golf courses. He's like the insider on golf courses. And he broke a story. You can find him on golfadvisor.com. Broke a story there. Your title, Rocking the Cradle. I'm like, Rocking the Cradle, that's interesting. Gil Hans is making changes to Pinehurst, number four. And when you look at it, you look at, okay, Donald Ross made it. Robert Trent Jones Jr. got in and messed around there. Then Reese Jones.
Robert Trent Jones Sr.
Senior, rather. Yeah, senior. And then, of course, sorry about that. I typo.
Reese Jones.
And then Reese Jones, who always comes in after his father, right?
One of the Jones boys usually comes in
there. And then Tom Fazio. And now Gil Hans. So tell us a little bit. What's going on?
Well, Pinehurst, you know, they call it affectionately the cradle of American golf. You know, really started at the early 1900s, and Ross had come over from Scotland, from Dornoch, and was up in the Northeast in Massachusetts, and got brought down to sort of, you know, share his knowledge of architecture in the Sand Hills of North Carolina, and started building a ton of golf courses, not only there but all over America. And built, you know, eventually went on to build number two. He did build what was, you know, the original version of number four, and he did numbers one and three, I believe, also. So one, two, three, and four at Pinehurst were Ross designs. So you have five main golf courses at the main Pinehurst property, and then they have three off property, and then they picked up a Nicklaus golf course off property as well. So they have that five course hub where that clubhouse is, where Pinehurst number two is, and the second best golf course there always has been Pinehurst number four, regardless of who had designed it and what iteration it was. And but they still felt like management there, ownership and leadership there felt like it was good but not great. And, you know, as you'll see in the article in golfadvisor.com, I got you know, input from owners and presidents and architects about the idea, the concept of redoing Pinehurst number four. And what they really felt like is once they redid Pinehurst number two, it really brought it back to sort of a look that's natural to the Sand Hills of North Carolina. They started really looking at what other kind of changes could they make to that hub property that houses one through five and the driving range. Now they have a putting course. So they're kind of rethinking all of it, and they decided, brought Corin Crenshaw in, and they got their input, and then brought Gil Hans in and got his input. Corin Crenshaw have a routing and a design of what would eventually become Pinehurst number 10 on the property, and where they built they bought the course called the Pit, which had been foreclosed on a couple years ago. So they have Pinehurst number 10 sitting out there, but again, that's off property. So what they really felt like is, if we're going to do changes right now, we want to really do changes to that sort of home hub property, and therefore number four, and really kind of make that as good as sort of in the same, you know, sort of league as number two. And I think that's what they needed. That's what they felt they needed. And I think it's a smart move. And they're also building a short course. Gil Hans will also take a little chunk of what is number three and number five, the first opening holes there, which is normally used for the driving range during the U.S. Open, and build a short course, which I really love almost as much as redoing number four. I love the addition of a short course, and they'll move the putting course closer to the clubhouse. So all changes to what is one of the great iconic, you know, destinations for golf in America, and I think it's getting better.
So it's like bringing the Ross spirit, the Donald Ross spirit back. Like what they did with two was so natural, bringing four back to its natural form, more sustainable, more playable in a lot of ways.
Probably all of that. I haven't seen the routing, but all of that, you know, as you said, in the spirit of what Donald Ross did, it's not going to be, they're not going to kind of restore what Ross did it for, because it's actually that there's been so many changes and tweaks and sort of, you know, there, it's actually not possible to redo Ross's originally number four because of the different, the way the property is kind of parsed out now. But it will be, as you said, in the spirit of what Donald Ross was building at that time.
That's
but
beautiful.
With the Gilhan's twist, yeah.
Yeah, I love the junior course or the short course, you know, with the four and five, those first holes that I'm taking all of this from Matt Ginella. I'm talking with Matt Ginella. He's not only a person who talks on television, he also writes, and he's at golfadvisor.com, and he wrote for Golf Digest for years. So he's talking about bringing this short course for kids, for buddies trips, for corporate non-golfers who just want to go out and hit some shots. That's a really good idea. More of this is needed. I think you did something about how short courses need to come back to accommodate the juniors, the beginners, to make the game all-inclusive. And you said that Bandon Preserve, the top of the rock. Didn't you get married there?
Yeah, we did. They had a great short course. No, I'm really passionate and very serious about short courses, the development of short courses, the celebration of short courses. I think any multi-course destination in which people, you know, in which the clientele consists of multi-generations or families or couples or people who have, you know, have just dabbled in the game or are interested in trying to play the game, it's so smart to kind of have a place where people can go and have a good experience, have birdie putts without having a lot of experience playing the game. I've said it all along. It seems to be catching on now. I think people now, you know, if you talk about golf is too hard, takes too long, and it's too expensive, what answers all of those concerns? A short course. It takes less time. It's much more affordable. And it's a lot more playable. So you know what I mean? If we all agree that those are the problems with golf, then we should all agree that development of short courses is the answer to those problems.
Mike Kaiser, a fascinating person. He said one course is a curiosity, three courses make a destination. Kind of like Nancy Cross is the executive director of the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. That's a destination. There are multiple courses there that you can play. And it is, his most recent is Sand Valley in Wisconsin. Didn't Core and Crenshaw do the first one? And, what is his name?
David Kidd, yeah.
Yes.
David Kidd is doing the second one.
That, what I thought, when I saw pictures, I've not been there, of course. Did you get to go to Sand Valley?
Yeah, I went to Sand Valley. You mentioned Kapalua. That's everybody knows I love Kapalua, and I love the Plantation course. But I think what's really great about Kapalua is the Bay course, because it's a nice complementary golf experience to what the Plantation course is. It's, you know, if you're going to play four rounds at Kapalua, most people might play three at the Bay and then one at the Plantation, because the Plantation is an all-world experience, and it's special and it's spectacular. But it's not easy. You know what I mean? You've got to be... That's a double diamond as far as a ski run, if you're using the ski run analogy. Whereas the Bay course, you know, I mean, especially if you play from the right tees, you know, you can go out, and even if you just play nine holes, you can have a great experience without feeling beaten up,
yeah,
so to speak. And it,
yeah,
and it's a little flatter, and it's a little more user-friendly. So, the Bay course isn't a short course per se, but it's a nice complementary course to what Plantation course. And that, to me, makes a smart two-course property. If they were to add a course, I would suggest adding a short course, because we know about Kapalua's clientele. It's families. It's a lot of kids. It's multi-generational. You get different, you know, you get older people who can afford to go to Kapalua and want to play. That Plantation is really hard for them. You know what I mean? So, yeah, to answer your question, I did go to Sand Valley, and they are, you know, Kaiser is developing now his kind of, you could call it his fourth real true golf destination, and this is the second one in the U.S. and his third in North America.
Well, what's interesting about it, when I saw the pictures, Matt, I looked and I went, wow, there's a bunch of trees lining this, but there's a spaciousness to it that reminds me of the Plantation course. It was just interesting to see that.
Yeah, not nearly as wild. You know, certainly don't have the views.
No, you have the plantation course.
You don't have the undulation changes.
No.
You know, you're right out there in the middle of Wisconsin. But it is. Yeah, I mean that's Coren Crenshaw though. That's who built the plantation course, and they build golf courses that take into account. You know, I think a lot of golf in Hawaii didn't take into account the conditions that you could be playing in. You know, not enough golf in Hawaii really understood the fact that it's you know, you're going to have high winds, you're going to have, you know, crazy conditions, and that could change at any given moment.
Yeah.
And it's still got to be playable at the end of the day. You know, it's for the masses. And even if it's considered, quote, easy, I don't think any golf is easy, but if it's easy during the benign conditions, okay, then fine. But more important, especially when you're you know in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you've got to take into account what the conditions are, you know, when they get extreme, and it still needs to be playable.
Yeah, we've got the northeasterlies, then we've got the easterlies and the variables, and it comes out of the south. You just it's a mixed bag.
It's tropical.
It's tropical. You know. Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel insider, host of Morning Drive, covering courses, resorts, avid amateurs, and you can find his reviews at golfadvisor.com. I hope you can come on with me again before the end of the year. When are you coming back to Hawaii?
I'll be there probably from the 14th until about the 23rd or 24th, hanging out on the north shore of Oahu. I'm going to try to get by Kahuku. I'm, of course, going to play both courses at Turtle Bay, where I play those with my brother and my nephews, and do the little poke bowls at the place right around the corner from the little supermarket right around the corner from Kahuku. And I get the acai bowls. I'm going to hunker down, Cabela Bay, paddle around and pretend like I know how to surf and try not to die.
Yes, discover something other than a golf course. In addition to, I should say.
Yeah, Matt, what's the great spot out there where they do all the four runners and the
four wheeling way up in the top? Yeah, up by Pupukea.
Gosh, I can't. The Kualoa Ranch.
You want to go to Kualoa Ranch?
Kualoa Ranch.
Yes.
That place is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Kualoa Ranch is awesome. Are you going
to beautiful?
Well, I imagine you're going to take your lovely wife.
Yep, I'm going to give her a little exposure to the North Shore. So great.
Maddie, thanks for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. We'll talk to you soon.
Aloha.
We're
going to come back and find out how you can get involved. You can get involved in the... We just talked about the plantation course and the bay course. Well, you can spend days there, and you'll want to. It's all about the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Kapalua is where champions come to play. The Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course January 4th through the 8th. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to come and celebrate the start of 2017 with us on Maui. See your favorite players like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at $15 for adults, and kids get in free.
Join me, Patrick Reed, as I try to win my second title at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Tickets are on sale at pgatour.com/TOC.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, grip it, and rip it! Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're going to go straight to Maui. Nancy Cross, Executive Director of the Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, and John Valtierra, Marshall Volunteer Tournament of Champions, Kapalua Golf Plantations Course. The Tournament of Champions is coming up in, it seems like, just a couple of days. Welcome to the show again, Nancy.
Well, aloha, Danielle. It seems that way to us, for sure.
Yes, I mean, looking at the dates, it's like, my goodness gracious, it's January 4th. It seems earlier this year than usual.
It is 2 days earlier than last year.
Now, you're looking for volunteers, and John Valtierra, Marshall Volunteer, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. You know, whenever I think of Marshall, it sounds so like serious. Like, do I qualify to be, you know, authoritative enough to be a Marshall? What does it take to be a Marshall?
It sounds serious, but it's actually a very fun opportunity for anyone. You don't actually even have to have golf experience to do it.
Wow.
Okay? You just have to have the love of the outdoors and the love of the sport and enjoy people.
And what are you asked to do when you're a marshal? What do you need to do?
When you're a marshal, we just basically do crowd control around the tee boxes and greens so that people aren't moving around when the professionals are teeing off or putting. It's very simple. We provide on-course help right the very first day, so you really don't need experience or background to do it. Just the love of the sport and to enjoy people.
Yeah, and good common sense doesn't hurt either.
That always helps.
Yeah, John leads a team of about 200, and he's our chairperson, and he does a fantastic job, and really helps us in so many other areas as well. And it's great to have chairpersons like John. So, you know, maybe he can tell us, you know, why he even does this for us.
Yeah, why do you, John, give up so much of your time to be on course? And it's long days. It's wonderful what you do, but why do you do it?
Actually, it's a great way to give back to the community without having to write a check. It's just a matter of having the time to do it and enjoying the people and giving back. This tournament benefits a lot of local charities that otherwise wouldn't get funding if it weren't for this tournament. I'm not sure Nancy can give you the number on how many charities and how much money she's given to $5.6
million. Over
$5.6
million since the event moved in 1999.
Wow.
So it benefits a lot of local charities, and the money stays right here in the community, which is great.
And John, isn't there a lot of camaraderie, too, and you've met a lot of great people?
People come back year after year just for this event. They fly in for the week just so they can volunteer for this tournament. They've met a group of people, and they look forward to working with them every single year. We have a work with preference. Nancy will give you the website where you can actually volunteer. It's very simple to do. You can do it from your smartphone or from your laptop. And people actually request working with certain people every single year. It's like a family reunion to them. So it's a great opportunity, great experience.
We're talking with John Valtierra. He's Marshall Volunteer. Tournament of Champions Kapalua starts on January 4th. Of course, you want people to start earlier than that, don't you, Nancy?
Yeah, in some cases, for example, we are looking for volunteers not only to be marshals, but we're also looking for on-road transportation. We're looking for people to assist us with airport pickups. So if you're doing kind of the airport pickups, we need those to start, probably December 30th. But anyone can register at pgatour.com/TOC and then click on the volunteer link.
Okay, we're getting some interference, so I'm going to ask you to repeat that link that you said. We're looking for marshals, on-road transportation, player transportation, admissions, walking scorers, laser operations, that's like ShotLink, and everybody who would volunteer for ShotLink would, of course, be trained, and it's really, it's not hard. Once you get it, it's easy. I think a walking score needs to be a little bit stronger because you're carrying, John, how heavy is that, walking score placard?
It's a handheld computer now, so it's very light, but it is a long walk. The plantation course, like you were talking about in your previous show, it's a long walk. It's a lot of undulations, a lot of up and down. So it has to be somebody that's extremely physically fit and ready to walk 5 days or 4 days in a row.
And, Danielle, that website again was pgatour.com/TOC.
Okay, great. /TOC, right? T like yes. Tournament of Champions. Yeah, okay.
And speaking of that, of champions, I mean, we're really excited about our fantastic field that we've got. You know, of course, Jordan Spieth returning to defend his title, and the purse is now $6 million. Not too shabby.
No, that's great.
Yeah. Player of the Year, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, another past champion, Patrick Reed, another past FedEx Cup champion, Brant Snedeker. Ryan Moore, who was so great to watch in the Ryder Cup. So we're really excited. And also a new guy for our event, Tony Finau. We're really excited to see how he does out here.
Oh yes, we all love Tony Finau. He's got the longest. I can't wait to see him drive the ball. He's amazing. And I hope Hideki Matsuyama comes. That would be fabulous.
Oh, yes. He's coming.
Yeah, Hideki's got an awesome game. And then I was an honorary observer over at the Sony when Pat Perez was close to the top of the leaderboard. So now he's won, you know, the Mayakoba, and that would be so cool to see him playing at Tournament of Champions because all of these guys have such heart. And it's exciting that Jordan Spieth is going to be back. A two-time winner, you know, on the PGA Tour. And so many people go, oh, Jordan didn't have very good week. Well, you know, 2015 was an exceptional year for anybody. So it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, he didn't do too bad at all.
No. Winning twice is a year any player would take. That's amazing. Where do we get tickets? I know we can get tickets now, right?
Yes, you can. Tickets are on sale also at pgatour.com/TOC. And for people on Maui, they will be on sale at the Bay Course and Plantation Course Golf Shop starting on December 1st. We're also going to be running a good deal on MauiNow.com, so they should check that out. And, you know, as we said, kids get in free, so a great family event to come out and watch the whole family. Military also gets in free.
Military and free. Now, are you doing the charity, the people who are charities who sign up to sell tickets for you, who receive the...
Yes, we sure are. If anyone's interested in doing that, it's called Golf for Maui Charities. Any nonprofit can sign up, and they sell our Good Any Day tickets and keep 100% of the net proceeds. So an awesome opportunity for, with no risk whatsoever, for different charities to get involved. If you'd like to do that, please call our office at 808-665-9160.
That's excellent. What an opportunity. It's a really, really cool thing that you do. Now, Bob, you know, the parking is free. And one of the reasons why we need road transportation, people who are drivers, is because of shuttles. It's a long walk to go up that to the gate. I shouldn't say it's a long walk. It's not really that long. It's a steep incline. So you really don't want to walk up from the road. Tell us about the parking.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for bringing that up, Danielle. Our public parking's at the Lahaina Civic Center, and Roberts, Hawaii, will have our shuttles to bring you to the course. So we remind people that you cannot be dropped off down there at the entrance to the plantation course because we don't have the facility set up to purchase tickets or wanders, you know, for security. So please go to Lahaina Civic Center for public parking. And if you are want to be dropped off with a cab or Uber, we have a location at the Kapalua Resort. And we have a map. If, again, you go to our website, it'll show you where that drop-off location is.
And then they would be shuttled up from the drop-off
yes.
location.
Right. From the center resort area up to the plantation course.
Excellent. Okay, so what we're looking for now is for you to give your time to give back to the community, like John Valtierra, the Marshall Volunteer. How long, John, have you been doing this?
This will be my 11th year.
Wow. And you you come back every time. You work year-round, though, don't you? You're constantly involved in making this all come to fruition in January, the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, John assists us with... our building permits, liquor permits. I mean, honestly, I consider him, you know, part of the staff here. Unfortunately, he doesn't get paid, but but he's a homeowner here at Kapalua as well. So he really sees the benefit for the entire state, but also for Kapalua. And I really appreciate what he does and what all our volunteers do. And we hope you'll come out and join a really fantastic team of volunteers.
Looking for recruiting, they're recruiting marshals, on-road transportation. Now, what is on-road transportation?
Well, we have shuttles also that are manned by our volunteers,
okay.
you know, that run around the, throughout the resort. And so they do, you know, do all that for us. That you would be driving one of our vans, you know, wherever it's assigned throughout the resort to the to our parking lot, not the main parking lot, but
not the Civic Center, yeah,
resort. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
And what's player transportation?
Player transportation. We're looking for some, you know, few select people. You know, of course, you know, if you're dealing with the professionals, they would have to be. You know, very professional and very friendly, but, you know, always keeping in mind that the players might have flown in for 10 hours and may not want to chat too much, you know. So we're looking for people that can pick up the players. The main days are December probably 30th through the 1st, and then going back to the airport on the 8th and the 9th. So they have to clear a driver's license check. And just be, you know, very professional. You can't ask for autographs, you know, all that. Well, none of our volunteers are advised to do that, you know. But if someone's interested in that, probably be best to call our office rather than register online. So
right.
We can kind of, you know, see how we think they do in that committee.
Yeah, retired limousine drivers, you are wanted. The number is 808-665-9160. That's 808. That's all of Hawaii. 808-665-9160. And you can help out with, if you are like a charity and you'd like to sell tickets, 100% of the proceeds goes to you and there's no risk. You don't have to sell if they give you 100. It's not expected that you sell all of those tickets. You just return what you don't sell. That's Golf for Maui Charities. The number again is 665-9160. We're looking for people who can drive. People who are discreet and can drive, people who are, you know, at admissions when you come up and you walk in and you can get your tickets, walking scorers, shot link people, volunteer, marshals. We need marshals like John Valtier. And he says that, you know, it's a really, it's not like you've got to be that big. A rules enforcer, not like that. You can just gently tell people, hey, it's time to be quiet. Do marshals hold up the quiet signs?
We do. And it's a very enjoyable experience. It's not,
And also, some of them have a pretty awesome spot to watch some unbelievable golf.
Yeah.
Plantation course is as pretty as it gets.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. I love that course. I'm looking forward to seeing you and talking with you again. Nancy Cross, the executive director at Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, and John Valtierra, the Marshall Volunteer Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Can't say that enough. Number one more time for all of you. If you want to come out and see Jordan Spieth and Brant Snedeker and Daniel Berger could be there, and Dustin Johnson certainly. Dustin Johnson, boy, he had a player of the year.
Yeah.
People, player of the year is coming to Kapalua, right? Hideki Matsuyama, Jason Day, fabulous, fabulous field at Kapalua's Tournament of Champions. See you there. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, John.
See you soon, Danielle. Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to check out a new putter. It's a really pretty putter. And it's made, well, you may know Axis One or Axis, like the Axis One. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
We have a tee time. There we go. We have a tee time. If I could only find my little microphone thing. Thank you. Thank you, Raph. Without Raph, I couldn't do the show. Okay. It was 57 degrees. This was at Volcano on the Big Island. And there's a 9:10 and a 10:08. Makalei has a 9:40, a 10:20, 11:30. And the Shane Victorino tournament is today on the gold course at Wailea. If you ever want to get involved, it's usually sold out. But you never know. You might be able to play in the Shane Victorino tournament someday. He does it annually on Maui. There's Makaha East has a 9:38 and a 10:30. The Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 10:10 and 11:20. Kapolei has a 12:30. And then there's Poipu Bay. Poipu Bay has so many options for you to play. You can play in the afternoon, three holes after warming up for $35. You get a cart, you play it's a 3, 4, and 5. So you get all the different layouts, get three holes and get to go home and relax because you've unwound in the beauty of Poipu Bay. And then there's the 11 holes, the 11 hole stretch. There's so many different options for you. It's all at Poipu Bay. And they have tee times today. 9:50, 10:40, 11:30, And of course, if you're thinking of gift cards, it's that time of year for your employees. It's a great idea. 50% off the sale rack, and they're always restocking the sale rack for men and women, tops and bottoms. And the Robego group's going out today. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. So now, let's go to Mitch Gray, golf instructor, Aloha State Junior Golfers. It's AlohaStateJuniorGolfers.org. They're at Bayview, at Hickam, at the Kona Country Club. So you can, this is the stuff that happens, okay, with the Aloha State Junior Golfers. You bring your kids over there and you can hang out or you can drop them off. Some kids prefer it if their parents go away. Some parents just hang out and read. Some parents get involved. Depends on the age of the child. They learn humility and respect, punctuality, confession. You know, golf's a game of honor. You learn to take responsibility. They learn safety. They learn how to be quiet. They learn visioning, using the mind to create your reality. They learn focus, practice, persistence, and learning. And they learn graciousness. All of this is what you learn when you're in the Aloha State Junior Golfers group. Okay? And we're going to talk to Mitch Gray, golf instructor. He handles all these little guys with such aplomb. And so, he's great at everything but basketball. Welcome to the show, Coach Mitch Gray.
Thank you. Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Everything but basketball. It's one of the funniest things you do. When you're talking to the kids, you manage to just get their attention. There's, what, from 6 to 13? How old are you? This range of kids with different abilities. Some of them, like Alex, is fantastic. He's amazing.
Yeah.
How did you get involved?
Years ago, I figured that I might as well do a little something to give back to the community. So I was speaking with a colleague, and they mentioned that there was this golf program. So I ended up hooking up with Ken Zitz, the president of the Aloha State Junior Golf Program. And it just kind of rolled from there. I volunteered for a couple of years with different programs, and now with Ken and the Aloha State Junior Golf Program, we're out at Bayview, and like you say, on the Big Island as well as Hickam, and it's just been going really well. It's a good program for the kids, anywhere from 5 to 17, I think, is the range of kids we have right now, and they seem to get something out of it. The parents enjoy it, the kids learn something and have some fun, and that's the goal. I think it's a good program.
It is a good program. And first, I'm there, obviously, every Sunday from 10 until 11. Mm-hmm. We hang out, and it's either on the driving range or on the golf course, and we do a little scramble, right?
Yeah.
when you're working with the kids, how do you you get to know their personality? How do you evaluate where their game's at?
Well, that's a good question. The kids come up with, like you say, varying degrees of skill and experience. Some kids, they were holding the wrong club, or they're holding it the wrong way, upside down. It's amazing. But with a little instruction, it's amazing. Kids, one thing I've learned is you never underestimate them. They'll always surprise you with their ability or their willingness to learn. But with all the different degrees of skill, we just get them started, and they pretty much show who they are pretty quickly, and with a couple of tweaks to whatever they're doing, they really respond, and they're actually as amazed as anybody at how well they can do with just a little bit of instruction. So at that point, it's just we practice a little bit and get out on the course, come back after they've been humbled, as anybody would on a golf course. And practice what they need to do to improve out there and get back at it. So it works out well. Yeah,
it does. And I love the little putting green challenges. They seem to really just mm-hmm. love that, getting together as a group on the green, and there are different challenges that you guys set up for them. It's it's a whole lot of fun what happens at Bayview, at Hickam, at the Kona Country Club on the Big Island. It's the Aloha State Junior Golfers, and you need to go online to find out what the times are for the different places. AlohaStateJuniorGolfers.org is the location to go to find out. The president of AlohaStateJuniorGolfers.org is, of course, Ken Zitz, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Marine Corps retired. Treasurer is Dr. Greg Hungerford. Peggy Sirocco, Andrew Feldman from Oahu Country Club's on the board, Ava Seki Thomas, Greg Hiyakumoto, Dr. Carol Umphrey, David Rickvalsi, Daryl Ryan, and Scott Simpson, the tour professional. They're all on the board of the AlohaStateJuniorGolfers.org, making it possible for these kids. And I love what these kids are learning, because you know what we learn on the golf course, we can take to business. And what you went, and golf can take them to academics. There's a, once they learn the basics, they can then start to compete, right?
Definitely. Yeah. It's like we said, you can apply most of what we learn out there to practically any other part of your life, school, home life, different sports. It's all about integrity, honesty, sportsmanship, respect, safety, and really, you can apply that to pretty much anything you do, except, of course, basketball.
Except basketball. Now, this Coach Mitch is a hockey player. He's a baseball player. He's a golfer. He's multi-talented, so he understands that kids don't have to just play one sport. You know, there's so many different sports. There's soccer and all of those things Mitch likes, and Coach Mitch is great with. And the one thing that you're not that great with is does basketball humble you, Coach Mitch?
Well, I'm not a really tall guy, and it was kind of a goof on the kids, and it just kind of stuck. And so we kind of make fun of basketball. We all like basketball, of course, but it's
great.
Something to get them laughing and giggling.
I was talking to a doctor once, and he said, for children with some challenges, and team sports are very difficult. Sometimes children with challenges take it very personally if they fail the team. They let a team down. And this is golf, being an individual sport. They can just take responsibility, not feel like they've hurt a bunch of other people, not be embarrassed by a bunch of other people. And so it's a really good way for kids to be able to develop confidence and just enjoy themselves with other kids without having to feel like if I don't do this, if I don't hit it right, or if I don't throw it right, or if I don't catch that, or if I don't block that shot, or if I don't hit that ball, into the outfield, or if I didn't catch it at second base. Some children just don't have the confidence yet to be able to handle that disappointment for themselves and for the team. So this golf is really cool. Anyone can play. Lean, strong, short, tall, heavy, it doesn't matter. And you can play golf all of your life. And I love what you do with the kids, too. Minimal risk. Golf is non-contact, so chances of injury minimal. And you make sure. What's the most? What's number one, Coach Mitch?
Safety. That's number one, safety. And by the way, number two is learn something and have some fun.
Exactly.
So, we put those two things together, and it's a pretty good formula for some success for those little guys.
Exactly. The game is fun when you get together with family and friends outdoors. You're playing a game, and that's, yeah, you know, safety and having fun and learning golf. Awesome.
And that's one of the things we like to promote as well with the Aloha State Junior Golfers, is that it's a family game. So like you had mentioned in the beginning, some of the parents will come out and drop kids off, stick around and read, you know, hang out, or they'll pick up a club themselves and hit some balls. And that's something we encourage, and I think it's a great thing. The family can get out and golf together on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. What's nicer than that, you know? So, yeah.
It's one of the things I do. I'm watching all the kids, and then I get inspired, and I'm like, I want to hit a ball, too. So,
yeah. You want to hit a ball that well.
Well, you know, yeah. I do want to hit the ball as well as Sky and Alex hit the
ball.
There
you go.
Everybody is, you know, kind of enthusiastic about how well they do. And one little guy said to me, okay, I'm really getting good at this. How do I sign up for one of those professional rounds of golf? How do I compete on the professional level?
That's sponsors. We teach that.
Yes, yes, yes. Coach Mitch, it's the Aloha State Junior Golfers.org. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Aloha. We're going to come back after this and talk with Phil Long about that putter I was telling you about just a few minutes ago. It's Axis. Axis, like the Axis One. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Are you watching the LPGA? What an event we've got. Lydia Ko shot a 62 yesterday. This is for the $1 million purse. This is for the big money. This is for... Look what's happening. Arya Chutanugarn is coming on strong. She shot a 72 and a 68. She was 8, but Lydia hasn't teed off yet, I don't believe. This is going to get interesting this weekend as they go for Player of the Year and a whole lot of money. The final race to the CME Globe is underway. Now, Phil Long, Vice President, Axis One Golf. And I first met Phil and Axis Golf in 2011, when I was introduced to the Axis One Golf Putters, makers of the first perfectly balanced and completely torque-free putters. Welcome back to the show, Phil.
Thanks, Danielle. Great to be on again.
Absolutely. Such success with so many of your putters. Now you're bringing out the Axis One Tour B for black, which I think is really sexy, and the Axis One Tour S for silver, which is really classy. Tell us about this putter head, and how it all works.
Well, the Tour B and Tour S is based on our technology platform, which you just absolutely nailed, by the way. It was a great, great intro. You take any putter in the marketplace, and if you loosen your grip at address, the perfect face is going to flop open. With our putters, whether it's the Joey C, Umbra, Tour B, or Tour S, if you take the putter, you loosen your grip at address, the putter stays balanced or parallel to your target line. So throughout the stroke, the putter face won't flop open. It's going to stay completely square through your swing. So essentially what that does is you're going to have fewer push or pull, really offline putts. Secondly, we're the only company in golf that's got the patent for the center of gravity right in the center of the striking face. So, what that accomplishes is the ball's going to roll immediately off the face with, neutral spin or a little bit of top spin every time. So, you're not going to get that back spin that causes distance loss at impact. So we get a putter that's perfectly balanced, and that, you know, that rolls perfectly off the face.
It's beautiful.
Patented technology.
Yeah, say that again. That patented technology.
Correct. It's patented technology. I mean, there's been a couple of other companies here recently come out with, you know, products similar to, you know, what our technology platform is. The key thing is we're the only one that put the center of gravity right in the center of the striking base. We own the patents to do that.
So because Axis One putters are perfectly balanced, they don't naturally open up, resulting in more online hits. I mean, that's, everybody wants an online putt. If we don't realize how much you think you're coming straight through, but there's always that little twist, in the wrist. Does this putter help that?
Absolutely, because, you know, the best way to explain it, it's, you know, let's go back to anchoring and let's go to the belly putter. You know, with the belly putter, you're using your belly as a crutch to stabilize the head. This putter, there's no anchor required, no belly required. The head essentially is completely stable. You take the putter and the putter literally swings itself. There's no torque throughout the swing.
Doesn't that sound wonderful? Industry awards from PGA Show, Most Innovative Club, Most Innovative Putter from MyGolfSpy.com, Best in Show, Sports Illustrated Golf Edition, Showstopper, says Golf Works, and Best New Golf Product from Golf.com. I mean, the list goes on and on, Phil. You've got such a winner here.
Well, I tell you what, Louis Pedraza, our inventor and founder, is a gentleman that's got 26 patents to his name. He's done, you know, work for NASA. He's done a lot of medical stuff. And, you know, he was playing golf, you know, roughly 10 years ago in Boston, where he's from, and noticed that every putter to address was wide open. So using his creative mind, he asked himself, how can I create a putter that stays square throughout your swing? And, you know, hence Axis One.
On the axis.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I was reading Jonathan Wall. He just recently wrote something, PGA Tour equipment editor, of course. He's on the show frequently. He said, even successful club designs can use a fresh look. Feedback on one of Axis One Golf's most popular putter models led the company to scale down the back heel. So if you've looked at Axis One has changed the look. Now, tell us a little bit about how the look has changed.
Well, we were able to, you know, with our Joey C, Eagle, and Umber models, obviously there was a pronounced feel there. So it's, you know, a different look from what tradition has showed us. You know, through feedback, we were asked, how can we keep the same technology and package it in a more traditional look? We were able to change materials in the heel and, you know, create a putter that's more traditional looking, but keep the same technology platform in mind. You know, it's funny. We this product's called the Tour for a reason. We actually, there were six different players on the PGA Tour that used our Joey and Joey C models 2 years ago. And we went to them with our Tour prototypes. And two of them, first thing they asked us was, how did you do this? How did you make a putter that looks more traditional looking, but keep the same technology platform in line? And, you know, they were quite frankly amazed.
So Cameron Percy and Brad Elder were two of the guys who were using it when you first brought it out.
They've used it, you know, among others too. There's a handful of others, you know, on top of them. You know, really can't name names because of contractual, you know, reasons, but
right.
There's been, you know, more than a handful of guys on the PGA Tour used the putter. So, and, you know, as well as the web.com tour as well. You know, Brad, for example, you mentioned Brad, so we'll speak to him. Brad, 2 years ago, switched back to our putter. 3 days after switching back to our putter, he was medalist at U.S. Open sectional qualifier in Memphis. went on to the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, made the cut at Chambers Bay with the putter, and, you know, finished, you know, amongst the top 20 in putting for the week. And,
wow.
You know, Brad's putting stats went from, you know, roughly 95th in putting on the web tour to the top 30 in the last 3 months of the year after the switch.
Awesome. Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. And Jonathan talks about getting the balance properly? Because I haven't felt this club yet. You repositioned the weight. You added the weight to the toe to keep it balanced. Tell us how you did that.
Well, the technology platform is you know, adding weight, you know, a different amounts of weight to the heel and the toe. So, you know, the past models had a little bit more. I'm not trying to get all inside baseball and give away trade secrets here, but so essentially the, yeah, you know, the past models had a little bit more weight in the heel than they did the toe. With the Tour product, we were able to change materials, you know, in the heel and then, you know, use different toe weight, get the putter to still, you know, stand at 12 degrees, you know, or toe up, if you will, when you balance the putter, and then you're able to keep the center of gravity and, you know, patterns intact too. You know, a lot of putters, Danielle, roughly you can design in 3 or 4 days. There's so much math involved with this technology, and there's so much science in this technology. It took us roughly a year to develop this putter, as it has all, you know, really all putters in our line. So this is not something that's done overnight because there's so much math involved. By moving, you know, the slightest bit of weight around with this putter, you can throw the balance off completely. Each one of our putters is, you know, not only perfectly balanced, but they're perfectly calibrated too. You know, before we send our putters out in the factory, the last thing we do is do a perfect balance calibration. You know, the slightest tweak or, you know, if the putter's slightly off, our QC is so high, we won't send it out. You know, everything's going to be perfectly balanced for you and perfectly tuned for you.
I love what GolfChannel.com said. One of the most technologically sound golf clubs I have ever used. That's quite the compliment. You've gotten so many good reviews on your Axis One, and now the Axis One Tour B&S. I really, congratulations on your work, because this has been, I remember you were talking about coming out with it a little bit earlier. You folks are going to see many ads now on television, Golf Channel. Are you going to be a star of the show?
Well, yeah, you know, that's ultimately the goal, but, you know, we're still a small company. It's a long way to go. You know, we will have our Does Your Putter Do This campaign, which is, you know, currently running on the Golf Channel. You'll continue to see, as well as a tour-specific commercial, too, with our new product. So, you know, your great listeners, if they want to get more information on our products, they can obviously go to our website at access1golf.com, or, you know, here in, you know, roughly around December 1st on the Golf Channel, the new you know, commercials will start hitting.
Yeah, well, see, I was thinking you were going to be a star of the show. You're going to be featured in that ad.
No.
I'm really putting you on the spot, aren't I? Phil, I don't mean to. Phil Long is vice president of Axis One. On the Axis, this is the maker of the first perfectly balanced and completely torque-free putter. I met them a long time ago, Luis Pedraza, who's the man behind all of this with the patent. He's got lots of patents, like Phil said. Really a brain, you know, and works hard to make sure that when it does come out, it's really good. And this one looks beautiful. Not only does it work from all I've read, but it certainly looks beautiful. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous looking putter. Thanks so much for being on the show, Phil.
Thank you, Danielle. We appreciate you having us on again.
Absolutely. Anytime. Aloha.
Take care.
We're going to come back and learn about how Shark Tank influenced a young lady. She's about 12. And what came of her experience with her father? A really cool thing called Lynx candles. Because, you know, it's that time of the year when I start giving you ideas for gifts. Because we're all going to be giving gifts soon. We'll be back right after this. We'll have Lily Green and Nick Green both with us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
Kapalua is where champions come to play. The Tournament of Champions returns to the Plantation Course January 4th through the 8th. The PGA Tour invites you and your family to come and celebrate the start of 2017 with us on Maui. See your favorite players like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Bubba Watson, and more. Tickets start at $15 for adults, and kids get in free.
Join me, Jordan Spieth, as I defend my title at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Tickets are on sale at pgatour.com/TOC.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You know, I was talking earlier about the Tournament of Champions looking for volunteers on Maui. You could go over to Maui and volunteer for the Tournament of Champions, and then you could come over to Oahu and volunteer for the Sony Open in Hawaii. It's the next week. If you can't do all of that, which would be like a two-week vacation, and you would be so fit afterwards from all that walking, if you can't do that, you can also just volunteer here on Oahu for the Sony Open in Hawaii. And they are also looking for, they're looking for caddies too, in addition to the walking scorers, the standard bearers, the people who hang out and take, you know, make sure that your bag is checked and you get your bag checked, because there are certain safety precautions when you go to the Sony Open. You can only have a certain size purse, but everybody shows up with something that can't go in, and then they check it for you. It's like having a hat check. You're probably too young to know what a hat check is. Gallery control, they're also looking for marshals. And now we've learned through the folks over at Kapalua, John, that being a marshal is really just being friendly with people and telling them how to behave. You know, quiet, everybody cool. Don't go that way. If we were in some other places in the world, we'd be telling them, put your phone away, put your phone away. Stop taking pictures. Stop taking pictures. That's really amazing to me. But some people just don't know. And so you get to teach people the etiquette of playing golf, which is what the kids learn at Aloha State Junior Golfers. Now, we have Nick Green and Lily Green, both of them here. And they have something called Lynx Candles, a family project. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hey, thanks, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. And
Lily is sitting here with me too.
Lily.
Hi, Danielle.
There
How
you go. Excellent. We wanted to make sure that we both had phone lines for you. And I know it must seem strange sitting there on phones talking to me. But it just, if one phone acts up, then we can, you know, adjust, and then we can hear you better. And it just makes radio, it's all about sound. So,
all right. Awesome.
When you. I've got to ask you, okay, before we get into it, let's get straight to the product, and then I want to talk about the inspiration, because I kind of teased with the inspiration, but I want to get out that your candles are classy, the packaging is awesome, and the quality is great, and the smell is wonderful, and this time of year, you sent me the, is it the pine, the green one?
Yeah, pine. I think we send you pine and maybe magnolia, I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, thank you. We've worked hard. Lily will give you the inspiration, but we've worked hard on the packaging. And the very nice folks at Cabot Lynx allowed us to use their beautiful picture of Cabot up there in Canada. And I'm happy to say candles are flying out, which is fun.
Yeah, and this is American-made, 100% soy fragrance candles. You started off, tell us what the 8 cents are, the smells. I'm not talking about money, scent, like in smell. What were the, what are the original scents?
So we've got beach, dew, dirt. We've also got fescue, leather, magnolia, ocean, and pine.
Now, I have to ask you, what inspired... See, is it like the dirt, of the smell of dirt when it's just rained?
Well, it's kind of that. The actual dirt candle is the smell of patchouli.
Oh!
So it's kind of a little country club throwback. And some people don't even know what patchouli is, but it's a very recognizable scent. And we wanted to just keep with our theme of golf and, you know, the secrets in the dirt and all
yes.
kinds of great things.
Yes. And they're really, these are great gifts. Okay, so if I want to get some, if I want to order some for friends, where do I go?
You can go to linkscandles.com. And also, we are in Arlington in Gulfstream.
I have to talk to you about this. Okay, this is Lily Green.
Yes.
Lily, do you mind if I tell them how old you are?
No.
Lily is 12. And you were inspired by Shark Tank. Tell us about that.
Well, one day we were watching Shark Tank, my dad and I, and I was like, "Dad, I want to go on Shark Tank." And he said, "One problem: we need a product." So he was already in the golf business, and we decided to create a product which was like combined, like selling for families, selling for golfers, and like just something nice that smells good and yeah.
So we sourced the candles. It was important to us that they were made in America, and you can get a lot of soy candles you see in the major stores are actually not made in America. They're made elsewhere. We sourced some candles on the East Coast. And we worked for quite a while. We had, what, like 50 cents or something?
Yeah.
And our focus group was Lily and Barbara, my wife, and son Jack. And every box had to get checked if we all liked it and it made the cut for a golfing analogy. And then we launched with our initial 8 cents and came up with some crazy names. And we put it out there, and we've been having fun with it. And she's done a great job with it in terms of understanding margin and understanding Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank would want to see a little profit, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So what I'm curious about is, do you still wish to be on Shark Tank with this product?
I do, but... Like, we have to work very hard in order to get there, and it's to the point that you work really hard, and then in the end, you don't even need Shark Tank.
Aha!
Yeah.
Okay, see, now I like the way you're thinking. So, now, you, when you said we're in a retailer, how did you get that retailer?
Well, my dad set up the appointment, and we went and did a sales pitch, my dad and I.
And how did you pitch?
Well, we went in and set up the candles, and like all sales pitches, well, not like many sales pitches, it never quite goes the way you anticipate. So
right.
I said, this is what's going to happen. We're going to go in, we're going to set up our candles, and then we're going to invite them over and say, here's what's going on. Because we walk in the door, and they said, okay, let's go. So she had to think on her feet.
Yes.
And did a good job explaining wholesale price and retail price and how many points they were going to make. And we went in with a sales goal, didn't we?
Yep.
And she achieved it, so it was kind of fun to see. And you know, one of the things, Danielle, that one of the most important things about all of this was trying to inspire Lily and her younger brother about entrepreneurship, and trying to encourage young boys and girls that, you know what, if you have a good idea, then go for it.
This is awesome. I mean, we're talking with Nick Green, dad, and Lily Green, 12-year-old daughter. How old's your brother?
My brother is 10 years old.
Is he tolerable?
Yeah, they get on pretty well.
Yeah. We get along very well. We love to play together and come up with games.
That's great. That's great. I just had to throw that in. You know, usually 10-year-old brothers are like, oh, goodness. But these candles, it's called Lynx Candles. You can find them at lynxcandles.com. Really classy packaging. Excellent quality. As soon as I lit my pine, you know, in Hawaii, we don't have very many. We do have pine forests, but you got to go far to get to them. Or high right. up, or private property. Not right. good. You don't go marching off on people's. So I lit the pine when it was like Christmas. Oh.
Yeah. Well, that one does very well. And Magnolia, which is named after a famous road that we couldn't name it after.
Of course.
With an inspiration as well. And those two are certainly two of the most popular ones. And I'm happy to say people are buying them for Christmas and the holiday season, which is fun.
And fescue. How did you find a smell for fescue?
Well, fescue is really, you know, fescue being the name, but it's really fresh cut grass.
And, oh!
And very reminiscent of cut grass. So that one does well, too.
Okay, then let's go with ocean. What does that smell like?
Well, we also have one for the beach, which is basically the sand on the beach. And we thought that sand goes with the ocean, and basically it smells like when you go to the beach, you get that like beautiful smell of like the salt in the ocean, and it smells amazing. And we thought that if you can't go to the beach, then buy a Lynx candle that smells like ocean.
So the whole idea, this is Lily Green and Nick Green, Shark Tank, find something that would not just be golf specific, but that would cross different population lines, economic income lines. So you've created something that people can afford to get, that is beautiful. The presentation is awesome, and it smells fabulous, and everybody likes a candle. It's inside a glass container, so it's very safe. You really have done an excellent job. Lily, when you get to be in like Pier 1 and all of the, what are you shooting for?
Well, you know, really we're online, Lily, aren't we? That's our,
yeah.
our focus is
mostly online.
And there's a good reason for that, because it's better margins. This is just a little family project that we're doing, and it's gotten way bigger than we anticipated already. We've just actually done a fun joint venture. You may know the folks over at Seamus Golf.
Yeah.
We've done a special collaboration with them as well in their private reserve. So they've taken a Lynx candle and wrapped it in some beautiful Seamus fabric. And so there's lots of, Danielle, when you start a business, you never quite know where it's going to go.
And that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
To learn this lesson when you're 12 rather than my ripe old age is a great thing to do.
Congratulations, Papa Nick. Nicely done. And daughter Lily, thank you so much for pushing Dad and giving him, you know, and hanging out with him watching Shark Tank.
Yeah, I love watching it. It's an amazing show.
Yeah. What do you, just as in closing, what do you like about it?
About Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoy it when... I think it's kind of funny to watch the sharks fight. And also, I love to, when my dad and I see a good product, we see it. And it just, I don't know, it's just really fun, because then it can give you new inspiration and, like, it expands your imagination, which I love.
Yeah, and if they can do it, I can do it too. We just got to
figure.
Yes.
That's right.
Nick Green, Lily Green, it's Lynx Candles, LINKS Candles, CANDLES, no tricks there, lynxcandles.com, family project, excellent quality, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle.
Absolutely, you too, aloha and happy Thanksgiving.
And to you too, buy a candle for Hank Thanksgiving.
Yeah, buy a candle for Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, Bridgestone Golf introduces the Precept Power Drive and Laddie Extreme Golf Balls. That's something that happened. Paul Levy, elected as the 40th president of the PGA of America. Of course, the delegates at the 100th PGA annual meeting will vote, and then Susie Whaley will be vice president, Jim Richardson will be secretary, and soon we will have the first lady, first woman president of the PGA of America. It's going to be a breezy kind of day, mostly cloudy with showers likely. Leeward side, maybe a little less cloudy and a little bit more sunny as usual. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40. So be careful how high you hit that ball today. A gust could catch it. Over at Poipu Bay Golf Course, they've got, and I talk about this all the time, they've got the Ocean 9, they've got the 3, they've got the 7 stretch. They've got an Ocean 11 now. As sun, it's just beautiful on the South Shore, okay? And Poipu Bay Golf Course, their Ocean 11 program allows golfers to take the island's best holes and, of course, still have time. And that's the whole thing we were talking with Matt Janella, Golf Channel, this morning about making short courses. Well, it's possible to make short courses out of existing golf courses. And that's something that Poipu Bay has done expertly. So you get an early start to the day with the Ocean 11 golf program. Just 11 holes, tee times between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. So you get to go out early. You play the 8 through the 18 with green fee, cart fee, GPS, and bottled water included. It's $115 per person, and special club rentals are also available at $35. Really cool. Okay, people, you just heard, that's Lily and Nick. That's Lynx Candles, a family project, and you can find them at lynxcandles.com. Rhonda Fun was here, Sony Open in Hawaii earlier this year, talked about the volunteers they need, so give them a call, or better yet, check in sonyopeninhawaii.com. And we had Nancy Cross on the show to talk about all the people they would like you, and there was also the gentleman, his name just went right out of my head. I'm sorry. John Valtierra, Marshall volunteer, works there as a volunteer all the time. So if you'd like to get involved, it's Golf for Maui Charities, folks. You call 808-665-9160, or you can go online as well, pgatour.com/TOC. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Sony Open in Hawaii, and of course, the Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua, January 4th to the 8th, where the champions come to play. What a fabulous field it's going to be this year. Futurastone. Futurastone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, or your home project into artwork. Or it's so economically and environmentally friendly, with the pavers and the mesh keeping all of the soil out from the groundwater. You could be in an environmentally sensitive place, and you should get in touch with Futurastone whenever you're considering. They do some fabulous flooring, interior, warehouses that don't look like warehouses. Spectacular work. Creative Plumbing. Hey, Creative Plumbing, they start from the ground up. They go down to the ground if it's been there 50 years to redo it for you. They do everything. So I'm serious. Whether you're, you know, a big building, a warehouse, a shopping center is a big building, whether you're a smaller store, custom home, townhouse, doesn't matter. They can do it. They are Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. It's your water. Water lines. Got to keep them in those pipes. And it's Creative Plumbing. We also want to thank Rainer Doors. Now, check out Rainer Doors, okay? It's the overhead door used to protect Lamborghini showroom. So if Lamborghini trusts Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for their business, you can trust them for your business. It's Rainer Doors. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.